7:40, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Coming up, we're going to talk to Owen Mahan. He's the 9-year-old boy that was burned over 98% of his body that Steve and the entire gang here have been talking about. He wanted letters. They've set up a GoFundMe page, and it's just been absolutely wonderful.
What a great kid. We've been sending him cards and stuff, so I said, just go to the dollar store, because he loves to get mail.
I heard you say that the other day. I didn't even think about
that. Isn't that a cool idea? So I sent a little St. Patrick's Day card with the green envelope.
That's great.
Hopefully he got it and liked it.
If you want to send Owen a card, that's all he wants. He doesn't want anything else. He just wants a card. Owen Mahan, M-A-H-A-N. His address is 302 Brixton, B-R-I-X-T-O-N, Woods, E Drive, Pittsboro, Indiana, 46167. Okay. I blanked on IN. I'm like, wait a second. I couldn't think of Indiana. I just got the call last night. Cochran is sick today.
Our neighbors to the east. You know those folks.
I know. Sometimes you just kind of blank on things. That happened. All right. Losing my mind here. Let's bring up Owen's mother, Susan. Susan, this is the first time that we've talked, and I got to tell you, I just love this story. You have such a wonderful boy.
I certainly do. He's amazing.
Can you tell people his story? You adopted him when he was three. Just real quick to get people up to speed that don't know what's going on.
Okay. I became Owen's foster parent when he was three. He was burnt 98% of his body. He's made amazing strides with this. He has at least two surgeries a year until he stops growing. So I initially fostered him, and then he came up for adoption, and I just couldn't let him go.
And just a lot of love in that household. And there's a GoFundMe page right now. If you go to GoFundMe, just search Owen Mahan. You are already up to $13,266 last time we looked.
Yeah, that's correct. That was all set up by a wonderful lady named Betsy Shepherd. Unbeknownst to me, it was a big surprise when I found out she had already set that in motion.
I've known Betsy forever. Betsy is a very good friend of mine. She does PR work here in Chicago, and she told me about your story early on. I'm like, I've never heard of this kid. And that's just what Betsy does. She puts people together, and she tries to raise money for great causes. And when I heard about this, and of course Cochran just ran with it, it's like, we all want to help. And but ultimately, you just wanted one thing. Owen just wanted to get cards.
Yes, Owen loves to get mail. And let me tell you, this WGN and the people of Chicago have been amazing. We've got a total of 1,873 cards, 314 boxes of envelopes to date. That includes Jason McKee sent us an autographed jersey.
Oh, God, is that awesome. That's
and
great stuff.
The Bears have sent a blanket and towels and their banners. People are sending him jokes and stories. One lady by the name of Sherry sends him multiple cards a day to make sure he gets enough mail. It's just been amazing. And the smile I see on his face when the mailman comes, some days the mail lady doesn't even try to put our mail in our mailbox. They bring it to us in totes.
Oh, God, that is absolutely fantastic. And
you know, he enjoys hearing the jokes. He likes hearing some people are sending funny stories about themselves. We even have some of your schools around the Chicago area that are sending cards, especially a school, Harlan High School, is sending jokes. And kids are taking times out of their day at school. Teachers are having them write us notes and cards.
Wow.
It's just been amazing.
People are sending a lot of love. And how is he doing? Did he just have a surgery? Does he have a surgery coming up? What's happening with Owen?
We are almost 4 weeks out from having a surgery. Oh, I forgot to mention that Chicago Fire and Chicago PD also took time out of their filming to send him videos.
You're kidding. The TV shows?
No. The TV shows, yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, they took time. And you got a Deerfield Fire Department also has sent him a video.
Everybody wants to help just to put a smile on his face.
It's been amazing. So we'll go to his surgery. We did do the amputation of the right leg. So he's 4 inches below the knee. We were able to keep that knee joint, which will be very important in getting him a good prosthetic fit and walking.
Right.
So this surgery, though, took a lot out of him. In addition to amputating that leg, we did 4 grafts on his body where he was really tight and was having trouble opening his legs up.
Right.
So we did some major grafting also. was taking that leg off. So this surgery took quite a bit out of him. He's doing really well. He'll go back to school tomorrow, but he is tiring really easy. There's a lot to do after surgery. We have to strengthen all of his lower muscles. All of his core strength needs strengthened. His trunk muscles are really weak. So we have a lot of exercises that we do on a daily basis.
Okay. Susan, is he still love getting the cards and everything from everybody and the notes?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he does.
Okay, good.
Yes, he does. And it does help to look at the notes and stuff while we're doing our exercises.
Oh, good.
Some of the exercises are painful because he's tight and we're stretching muscles that he's not used to using.
Sure. It's rough stuff.
So, you know, that does help. Yep, we got a long ways to go, and our next surgery to amputate the other leg, we're looking at the end of May, first part of June for that one. We've just got to give him a little bit of a break and let his body heal longer than we initially anticipated.
Now, is that going to be under the knee, too?
That will be 4 inches under the left knee.
Okay.
And then we're hoping that we're already starting exercising on that part of his body, too. So we're hoping by August, Owen will have his new legs and be up and walking. That's our goal.
And just to let people know, throughout this whole ordeal, he's had such a great attitude, hasn't he?
Oh, my goodness, he has. He woke up from, we tried to keep him asleep at the hospital, but he kept waking up, which meant we had to increase the medicine a little bit more. But he would wake up and demand to see the doctor because he wanted those dressings changed.
Good for
him. He also wasn't supposed to get out of bed on his own, and one morning after I'd gone to the bathroom, I'd come downstairs, and he had gotten himself out of bed. He's like, I just didn't want to bother you. I'm a big boy. I can do it myself.
Oh, God.
He's the best.
And he does it with a smile on his face.
Of course.
And he's forged a bunch of great friendships with the cast and his friends from Chicago Fire, too. So I'm sure they're checking up on him and everything. Yeah.
Yes, he has. Chicago Fire is amazing. Yeah.
Well, Susan,
Joe Manosa was our first contact there, and I just love him to pieces.
That's great.
Well, Susan, hold on. We're going to take a look at traffic. We're going to take a quick break, and we want to talk to Owen to see how he's doing, okay?
He's sitting here and anxious to talk to you.
Right, he's like, Mom, enough. Enough talking.
Yeah. Tell him this is what we call the teaser in radio. All right, let's go back to talking to Susan Mahan, and we get Owen on the line. Owen is a 9-year-old boy, burned over 98% of his body. All he wants is cards and letters from you. You can send him a letter or a card at 302 Brixton Woods E Drive, Pittsboro, Indiana, 46167. And Susan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can we talk to Owen now?
You sure can. Here he is.
Hello.
Owen, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Good.
Owen, how about these cards? Are you blown away by all these cards you're receiving?
Yes.
What's your favorite one so far?
The orange joke.
Yeah. See, I told you the colored envelopes are cool.
So, Owen, is that what you want? You want the joke ones with the cards? You want the jokes?
Those are my favorite ones.
Those are his favorite, yeah.
Okay.
Those
all right. Cool. Do you have any jokes you can tell us?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad getting ill?
This gets great.
And you have an autographed bear jersey from Jason McKee, is that right?
Yep.
Are you wearing that right now?
Nope.
No. Right.
Maybe you should frame it.
Jason's a good guy.
Yeah.
Owen, God bless you, buddy. We're rooting for you. And if you need anything else, we're going to continue to send those cards and letters to you, okay?
Okay.
How are you feeling right now?
Good.
Okay. Let me talk to your mom again. Thanks, Owen.
Thank you very much for the cards.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye, Owen.
Bye.
Oh, he's so cute.
Okay, I'm back now.
Oh, my
he's
gosh.
He's got a big smile on his face that you can't see.
Oh, that's God, fantastic.
I love him.
Yes. Susan, we'll continue to plug this, and if people want to donate to the GoFundMe page, just search Owen Mahan on GoFundMe, and of course, we'll continue to give out your address, okay?
Okay, thank you very much to everyone that has sent anything.
All right.
Words can't express my gratitude for that, and just the smile that it's put on his face, and it has really helped him through a tough surgery this time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan. Keep us updated, okay?
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good day.
Bye, Susan.
When I first heard about this story, mm-hmm. I was just blown away.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
I mean, tearing up,
yeah,
listening
yeah.
to you guys that morning.
Yeah, and people, seriously, people are emailing and texting saying, can you give out the address again? Give out the address. So it's, you know, we're going to
only
keep,
once is a note. Yeah. Send him a joke.
Right, we're going to keep giving it out, too. So keep sending him little notes and cards and the joke cards. He likes those.
I got to find a joke card now.
Yeah, if you go to the kids section, I'm telling you, the dollar
can I just print out a joke online and put it in the card? Why are you giving me that look?
I don't know. Maybe I would just buy the card. I wouldn't write your own material. I would stick with the Hallmark.
Owen Mahan, M-A-H-A-N, 302 Brixton, B-R-I-X-T-O-N, Woods E Drive, Pittsboro, Indiana, 46167. And thanks again to Betsy Shepherd, who I've known forever. Betsy does such great work in Chicago, and she introduced all of us to this story. And of course, we just ran with it, and it's just wonderful.